We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Bobby Commandera, and we're going to talk about the final weekend of the show he's directing for Footlight Players. By the way, his 50th show called Four Old Broads, and it's this weekend, October 13th through the 16th. Again, that's Footlight Players on Franklin Street in Michigan City. Bobby, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome.
Oh, we're glad to have you, and it's great to be reacquainted with you. I've known Bobby for quite a few years. We never worked together in theater, but my wife has had the privilege of being in shows that you directed and everything. So is there anything you have wanted to direct that you never have that you'd still like to do?
I would love to direct Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yes.
I always wanted to be the judge in Sweeney Todd. I wouldn't be able to do that anymore, but that I love, and I wouldn't mind directing another version of Fiddler. I've directed 5 times Fiddler, and I've only been in it once. But I really, really enjoy that show.
Yeah, Fiddler is one of my personal favorites. I've directed it, I think, 4 times. And I have a heart for Tevye. In fact, I was involved with the old Gary Music Theater when they did it in 1972 at Highland when I was still a student there. And Leo No was the Tevye. And I just loved his interpretation of Tevye. So it was fantastic.
I worked with Leo at Dracula at Marion Theater Guild. He was Ben Heslin.
Yes. Well, I lit that show. I came in and lit that show, yes. Small world there. So from then on, you've been at Footlight, and then you started doing some directing. And you also, I think, became president, didn't you, of the organization for a while?
I was president for 18 years. I just stepped down 2 years ago. It was getting time. I mean, I was just, we needed to get some new, younger people involved because most of us, or in our 60s up. And it's like, okay, the theater's going to die unless we get some young people to help us. So that was the biggest motivation to, step down and still support them and still be part of the group.
Sure.
But,
so you've been a good part of it for a good portion of its history in the latter part of the 20th century and into this century and everything. So what changes have you seen in Footlight over that whole period of time?
Well, when I first started, we did not own our own building. We rented yearly at the Cool Spring Institute. And then 1 month they said they were revoking they wouldn't take our lease. So we had to find another place to move in 1 month. And we did. My husband and I found a central school. And we were there for 2 years. But by that time, we also found an old Subway sandwich shop. And we closed Central School like in August or July, I'm sorry. And in September, we had gutted the entire Subway sandwich. And we opened with our opening show in September. And we did it all. And the building is completely paid for through all the fundraisings that we did. So that's what it is nice to have your own home where you don't have to worry about taking down the lights because they're having a basketball game, or moving your costumes to someone's basement because, something happened in their theater. So I enjoyed doing that a lot, making that theater happen. There's been a lot more productions. When I first started, they only did 3 shows a year, and they only did 4 performances of each show, and they wouldn't do Sundays. And I had directed Fiddler on the Roof there, and I told him, I said, this show is going to sell out, so can't we add the 2 Sunday performances? No, they don't work.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and we sold out every night, and it was standing room only. I jammed people in there. And after that year, they changed it to add at least the Sunday nights.
The amazing story for never walking back to into Footlight again.
Exactly.
And you still have the residual yellow awning there that you can always spot that on Franklin Street.
Right.
So you have an upcoming production and you're involved with, and we want to talk about that and what you're directing and tell us a little bit about it. So
I'm directing a comedy called Four Old Broads, and that's exactly what it's about. It's about four old broads that live in a retirement home, and they all want to go on a cruise. And there's a mean nurse, like a Nurse Ratched character, who decided that they can't go. So they end up, all kinds of things happen. There's a beauty pageant that happens. One of them gets in there. There is an old man that falls in love with another one of those women, and he's the retired Elvis impersonator. So there's all kinds of fun costumes and fun. It's a laugh a minute. It really is. It's out in the South, and it's only written to have fun. And I think that's what we need right now in our lives.
And who are some of the actresses that are in it?
The four actresses are Leslie Evans.
Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie's in it. And Laura Meyer, Susie Richter from LaPorte, and Diana Hirsch. She's from Michigan City.
Very good. Yeah. Leslie and my wife, I don't think I've ever directed Leslie anything either, but you know, they go way, way back. Yeah, that sounds like a really fun show with a great cast. And so you open when?
October 7th. And it runs for 2 weekends. First weekend is 7th through the 9th. Second weekend is Thursday through Sunday, which is 13th through the 16th.
Right. And talking about how to get tickets and things like that a little bit, where they can find out more information about the show.
You can go online to footlightplayers.org, or you can call the phone number at our box office, 219-874-4035.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $17. Children 12 or under are $12, and all tickets on Thursday's performance are $12.
Yeah, and if you get two tickets, though, that's where the $15 each comes in, right? Two tickets for $30 on the website? Two tickets for $30.
Yeah, $2 for $30.
Well, just once again, we want to thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Bobby Commandera, their show is coming up, Four Old Broads at the Footlight Players in Michigan City at 1705 Franklin Street. You can't miss it. The yellow awning on Franklin Street. And you come see it, you can call them at 219-874-4035. And we'll have a link on our website to get there. Bobby, it's been so great catching up with you again. And thank you, and break a leg on your show coming up.
It's been a pleasure, Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you.